This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 56 for Friday, September 10th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were stronger on Friday, taking back some of yesterday's losses amid ideas that sell-off was overdone. Canola up $2 to $11, November up $2.10 at $854.80 per ton. A move higher in Chicago soybeans in the aftermath of the latest USDA supply-demand report contributed to the advances in canola, although soy oil was slightly softer. While seasonal harvest pressure was starting to be felt in the canola market, declining crop prospects due to the drought earlier this growing season remained supportive overall. In the U.S., soybeans and corn are both higher, while wheat ended mixed. Soybeans up 16 cents in the November contract at $12.86 per bushel. The USDA raised their average yield estimate for this year's soybean crop to 50.6 bushels per acre. That's up by 0.6 from the last report. However, acres were revised slightly lower and total production was only up by 35 million bushels from the August report at 3.37 billion bushels. The soybean market saw some wide price swings in the immediate aftermath of the USDA report out this morning, but quickly turned higher overall. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales of about 1.5 million tons were in line with expectations, with the USDA also reporting additional private sales of 132,000 tons of soybeans to China this morning. Corn briefly fell to its lowest level since January, as the USDA forecast the second largest corn crop on record. However, that selling subsided and prices managed to move higher with soybeans. December corn up 7 cents at 5.17 per bushel. Average U.S. corn yields for the year were pegged at 176.3 bushels per acre, with planted area up by 600,000 acres. The total crop was pegged at just under 15 billion bushels, up 1.7% from August. Stocks were also revised higher. Weekly U.S. corn export sales of about 900,000 tons were in line with expectations. Wheat was mixed. Minneapolis spring wheat up 6 cents in the December contract at $5.78 per bushel, but Kansas City and Chicago both steady to lower. Kansas City down a quarter cent in December at $6.82.5 per bushel. Chicago wheat down 3.75 cents in December at $6.88.5. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales were up 34% from the previous week at 388,000 tons. The USDA pegged Canada's wheat crop at 23 million tons in today's report. That would be in line with Statistics Canada's current estimate. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, September 10th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.